Today, the trial of Bradley Manning starts the sentencing phase. And as you know by now, he was found guilty on charges of espionage and theft, but not on the most controversial charge, aiding the enemy. Hawaii-based activist Anne Wright is a retired Army Reserve colonel and 29-year veteran. She was also an American diplomat in a dozen countries until she resigned from the State Department over the war in Iraq. She recently spoke in China about Bradley Manning, and she's on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So this was never a case of whether he did something or didn't do something. Clearly, he had pled guilty to at least, you know, some of the counts that he faced. This was more about what impact all this was going to have and how we had judged his actions.
Well, that's right. And that's why the sentencing part of it is going to be so interesting to hear the, as much as we, the public, get to hear what the damage assessments are. It appears that three of the damage assessments will be conducted in secret. They're classified. So it's going to be another one of these things of will the public ever know exactly what the damage is? I certainly hope that they somehow find a way to have an executive summary of this so that the public will know. It's very important that we know about these things.
As this trial was moving through the first phase, was that charge of aiding the enemy really a reach?
Well, I believe it was, and the judge, finally looking at the evidence that the prosecution provided, thought it was a reach also, that indeed the evidence that was presented by the defense that Bradley Manning never intended that this go, directly to Al-Qaeda or indirectly even. But the fact that anything is published, and whether it's on the Internet or whether it's in the New York Times or the Washington Post, which both, the New York Times did ultimately publish some of this, as they did the Pentagon Papers, it's whether or not the publication, wherever it is, that fact alone is called aiding and abetting the enemy, and that's where the judge said, no, it's not.
Still, there's the issue of what harm has been done, right?
Absolutely, and that's why somebody will be hearing from the at least three government agencies that will provide their assessments. Some of the assessments have been referred to by senior members of the leadership of the Obama administration. Bob Gates, when he was Secretary of Defense, said that from the lengthy investigation the Department of Defense did on the materials that have been published through WikiLeaks and newspapers, that while these things were embarrassing, there was no substantial damage done to the national security of the United States.
So at this point, as you know, we have WikiLeaks founder telling us that this is really going to be somehow a threat to investigative journalism and making his own case, which may be a red herring in some ways, what is it that we should be taking away from this as you see it?
Well, I think it is a question of when a government employee sees that there are things being done in the name of the government that are illegal or criminal, is it a responsibility of that government employee to blow the whistle on it? And Bradley Manning blew the whistle on some very specific things and then also produced or put out to the world a huge volume of materials. I myself resigned from the government over the Iraq War. I resigned. I don't consider myself a whistleblower as such, but it's when a government employee feels that the government's doing something wrong, do you have the responsibility to speak out, speak up? And I believe you do.
But you didn't release all kinds of documents in the way that Bradley Manning did. You simply used your protest by using your feet.
Well, that's right, and that's a distinct difference. And as you can see from the numbers of people who have subsequently released classified documents, there are very, very few. Most people don't have the courage to do that. They know exactly what the ramifications are for them. They will talk about specific elements of whatever it is that they're concerned about and perhaps produce documents on that, but other than Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden and Daniel Ellsberg, there have never been those three have released the most classified documents in the history of the United States.
You were recently in China talking to law school there about Bradley Manning and whistleblowers. What was their take on this?
Well, it was very interesting to receive an invitation to go to the University of Nanjing Law School and talk about the issue of whistleblowers in the United States and specifically the case of Bradley Manning. And as one can imagine, the reason that I was invited to go over there was to talk specifically about what is going on in the United States about whistleblowers. But it gives you the opportunity to help people from other countries draw lines, connect the dots of what their own government's doing also. And while I didn't specifically talk about repression of in China, the students themselves brought that up. They were saying, well, and the audiences were pretty well divided, as the audiences in the United States are on this thing. Part of them say, nope, no one should ever divulge classified information, government secrets. And another part of the audience said, yes, they should, for the security, actually, of the government itself, that when there are government abuses, these need to come out into the public and be dealt with. And we got the same reaction in China as I get here in the United States.
Was that somewhat comforting to see that divides along those same kinds of ideological lines, no matter where you were talking?
Yeah, it really was, because I fully expected in China that there would be a lot more people that would be hesitant about speaking up about their abuses of their own government, because the potential for the government to take action against them for just speaking out against government abuses is high. Yet they were willing to say that, as were students and other people that I spoke with just in general in China about environmental conditions, that so many people in China are speaking up that their government has to do something about their own environment. So I was impressed that there was a level of dissent, public dissent, that's going on a variety of issues.
And very quickly, and we know that in some form he's going to be going to jail for however long it may be, whether some of those sentences are concurrent or not, he's still going to go away for a very long time. Will this continue to still be percolating through our consciousness even when he's behind bars?
Well, I think so. I think it's important that we remember all of the whistleblowers. There are several people in jail right now for having blown the whistle on government abuses. John Kerik, CIA, who talked about the waterboarding that the CIA was doing. And so he's in jail right now, actually on a different charge, but one could kind of relate back that the government was not happy at all that he had spill the beans on whistleblowing, so they were looking for areas that they could go after him to put him in jail. So it's important we not forget these people, because I think they have done a service to us that we now know much more about what our government's doing, and if we feel it's appropriate to try to get the government to change policies, that we work hard to get them to do that.
And thanks so much for joining us this morning. I know you're soon to be leaving home in Hawaii to go off and do more of what you've been doing for the last 10 years or so. We'll catch up with you soon.
My pleasure, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Ann Wright is a Hawaii-based activist, retired Army Reserve Colonel, and 29-year veteran. Her diplomatic career ended when she resigned from the State Department in opposition to the Iraq War. We'll be right back.